a little suggestive in it, because anyways, I said that possibly somewhere there is a leather bar that has a different kind of puppy bowl going on. And there are two podcasters out there who are well known to be interested in the leather community. One's name is Big Fatty.
Mm-hmm.
And the other podcaster that is active in the leather community, Gay Country West.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2439. Hello, we have right the 19th of May 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got some voice letters, and I forgot to tell you about going to El Dentisto, Big Fatty. Hello, crowners. Big Fatty, do you need to run to the toilet? No, not that kind of crown. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. Is going well, y'all. You are crowners today because y'all, Big Fatty on hump day went to El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto. Big Fatty, did you go at Tooth Hurdy? No, I did not. Anyway, y'all had my exam and my cleaning and all, and y'all, I've got to get a crown, Big Fatty. Are you going to get a bedazzled one? No, I do not want a bedazzled crown in my mouth. Okay, and y'all, I got to tell you something. This shit's expensive. It is expensive. I mean, this is a four-figure process, Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, y'all, that is that... Paya Gorgonzola solid. Y'all, it was a day past the expiration, but I went ahead and ate it for my lunch on Thursday. Anyway, thinking that it wouldn't be so bad. Y'all, I've been belching and tooting all afternoon. So, y'all, if I'm not here Monday, you'll know that I was killed by the Paya Gorgonzola solid, Big Fatty. Anyway, so y'all, I think it's the 22th of June. It is. How about that? Big Fatty's going to El Dentisto, which we all know is Mexican for El Dentisto, on the 22th, Big Fatty at Tooth Hurdy. No, I'm going that morning, 9 a.m. in the morning. Okay, Big Fatty, and then you're going to the poorhouse around noon. That is correct. Yes, Big Fatty. This is another example of someone not letting me know that their celebration of exiting the birth canal was this week. Y'all are on two, I say, Tuesday of this week. Y'all, that Shirtless Jay, formerly of the SCHIT Allure Show, had his Big Fatty. Did anyone buy him a shirt? No, I don't think so. But y'all, today for right. The 19th of May, y'all. Y'all, this is someone who I didn't think was listening to the BFO. I don't know how, but this person, I heard this person's name or read something. Big Fatty, perhaps they don't want people to know that they're listening to the BFO. Well, it could be. But y'all, it's that Jimmy Farmer. Big Fatty, Jimmy Farmer. Jimmy Farmer, if you are listening, send Big Fatty a little note. Just say, I'm alive, Big Fatty. Leave me alone. Just leave me alone, Big Fatty. Leave me alone. Just let me know that you're out there. Y'all, then, in addition to Jimmy Farmer's celebration of exiting the birth canal today, y'all, we have an anniversarium. And y'all, this person you heard at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, it is none other than that DJ Star Sage's anniversarium. And y'all, you know, he's on that Sticking with a Poke with some regularity. Big Fatty, he's not as regular as your colon, though, it's true. I'm not sure anything's as regular as Michael. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, if you see Jimmy Farmer on the Twitter or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And if you see that DJ Star Sage on the social media, wish him a happy anniversarium. And Big Fatty, regardless of the celebration, I hope they all enjoy a big old humpity bumpity Big Fatty. What made me say humpity bumpity? I hope they all enjoy a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday to you!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, jamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty. Hey, it's Mr. Tim Kumal from the Tim Kumal Show, and I was calling, also the patron saint of the BFO, calling to give you a haiku.
It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. Come on, Big Fatty listeners, and call, email, or comment on the Big Fatty online website with haiku about what Big Fatty means to you. A haiku is 5, 7, and 5 syllables. I'll give an example in a moment. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. Whew. Boy, that's a job. Hey, here's my example. Big Fatty is this. And, y'all butt, just lovely. Thank you for calling. Oh, and here's my example of a cackle.
I've been thinking about it, and I keep forgetting to call. So, this is my haiku. It goes like this. Let me clear my throat. Okay. Big Fatty farts loud, except silent but deadly. Larry Clyde passed out. Alrighty. Happy birthday, Poodle.
Thank you.
I want to know what kind of cake you had.
Oh.
None of that nasty, sugary icing, nasty coated rosebud cake.
Oh.
Hopefully you had like a carrot cake.
Oh.
Or a German chocolate cake.
Oh, yes.
Or a pineapple upside down cake. Some kind of cake.
Oh, yes.
Tell us what kind of cake you had,
Poodle. Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. Y'all, that, of course, is Mr. Tim Kumal. Patron saint of the BFO and host of that Mr. Tim Kumal little show. First of all, Tim, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And Big Fatty, that bumper that Digga did is totally original. Never heard before. I just don't know how he does it. But it was a lovely haiku, even though it kind of... Big Fatty, that haiku was perfect after you ate that expired solid. Big Fatty, expired solid. Wasn't that Vera's name back in the 60s?
you may be right, and I think Expired Solid was best known for being overdressed. Big, I mean, that's an old one. Kind of like the old gal, it's an old one. But Tim, thank you so much for the call and the haiku. And Big Fatty, I'd like to address his question about the cake. Tim, it doesn't matter what kind of cake. The only kind of cake that I really don't care for is the urinal cake. It's not good. It's not good. But I love a coconut cake and a lemon cake and the idea of a German chocolate. That Michael in Stuttgart probably knows how to make a good German chocolate cake, meh, ready. And the pineapple upside down cake of that Kyle in the Hawaiian probably knows how to make that. But anyway, Tim, thank you so much for the call. And haiku us again real soon. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi. It's me. It's me and Ick, actually. Isn't it Ick?
Yes, I am here. I'm Ick.
Yes. We're just going into a cafe. Well, we're in a cafe, and we're just looking for some cakes for Poodle. I know it's a bit late. I know her birthday's gone past, but, we're just going to have a look. What do you think she'd like, Ick?
I'm not sure. We probably should have asked.
Oh, yes.
Do you think she'd like muffins? Or maybe, oh, those look good, don't they?
They look very tasty. Does she like chocolate?
Oh, I love chocolate.
Most ladies like chocolate, don't they?
Oh, golly, yes, yes.
It's a really big sponge cake.
Oh, a sponge.
In fact, it's lovely, lovely. Chocolate sponge.
Do they have spotted dick?
Are you okay, Paul?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think I might be inhaling sugar. I mean, perhaps she'd like cheesecake.
Oh, yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I am not sure.
Yes.
I do not think I am aware of the cheesecake.
Oh, watch
it's like moon cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no. Totally different. Totally different sort of moon cheese.
Golden Girls.
My experience.
Yes.
With moon cheese is that it's really
kind of... I love blue cheese.
Oh, well, mold. It's more mold than cheese, oh, let's say.
Well, kind of like...
Yes, you are probably correct.
Big body solid.
I'm just going to order a coffee.
Coffee?
Do you want something?
I'll have a tall, skinny latte.
Oh!
Okay, right.
Hi!
Hi.
Hi.
Can I have one bente skinny latte and one tall skinny latte? No. Four.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Oh! Okay. Right, so I've ordered that. I think... the best thing we can send is muffins.
Oh, muffins!
Yes, they're probably easy to get to.
Oh, muffin tops!
Yes, yes. So maybe, what, like a blueberry muffin?
Oh, love blueberry!
One of those, they look nice.
Yes.
A lemon muffin.
Oh, I love lemon! Lemon muffin. Yes, pucker up!
That would be tasty.
Yes.
What about us? Are we going to get one?
Oh, no, I don't...
Oh, no!
I think once I start eating cakes, I won't be able to stop.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Yes, this is a good point.
Yes.
We should go for a long run around the park.
Oh, no run.
Yes. Or maybe we could just eat that chocolate layer cake.
Big Fatty has the runs.
Calm down now.
Oh,
calm down.
Okay.
I think I'll go and pay.
Okay.
Hi, Paul.
It's a pence. Okay.
Yeah, and also, can I have a lemon muffin and a blueberry muffin as well? Yes, please.
Blue brick, have it a scone.
Great, thank you.
Have it a scone.
Oh, there we go.
Can we get a scone?
Yeah. I've got the cakes.
Cakes.
Our coffees.
Yes.
And,
Yes.
May I ask, how will we get the cakes to Poodle?
Fly them.
Lovely Poodle.
Fly them.
I'd not thought about that.
A drone.
Do you think you can email cakes?
Oh, yes.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
You can try.
Yes. Fax it. Fax it.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure that'll work.
Fax me a cake.
Poodle.
Yes?
We're sending you muffins.
Okay.
Well, you can have one each, perhaps.
Oh, yeah, no, it's my birthday.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll work. Have a look in your inbox. I hope it doesn't get all sticky.
Oh, that sounded vulgar. Yeah, sticky inbox.
To the bishop.
I do not understand that joke.
It's best you don't. You're innocent. Okay, bye, Big Fatty. Bye, Poodle.
Bye. Big Fatty, I can't believe they said sticky inbox. Wasn't that the old gal stripper name back in the Carter administration? Yeah, y'all, that was the Shy Yeti and Ick, Big Fatty, and they got me, or they said they're faxing over some muffins. Where's your inbox? Let's just go see if there's anything over there. Let's just go over there right now and take a look, see if we see anything. I'll even check the spam folder. Big Fatty, why would the muffins be with the spam? I don't know, but nothing yet. Perhaps it's been delayed at the border or something. I don't know, Big Fatty. You know, there may be some sort of inbound calamity or something. It could be, but anyway, regardless, Paul and Ick, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice, and thank you for thinking of Poodle. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just very, very kind. Y'all, I want to tell you about a new quiz program. It's been on for 3 weeks now, so you might be able to go back and get them on demand. But y'all, it's on the PBS. And y'all, it's called the Victorian Slum House. And y'all, what it does is it takes folks from modern times and it makes them live as if they were in the 1800s. It's a new decade every episode, and I think it started with the 1860s and the 1870s, and it shows how life in Victorian England was for different groups of folks, and they have to go out and work, but they go to modern day places, but they do work. It's a hard work like they would do them, and y'all, it's just very, very interesting, and it just shows how truly even in the worst of times, how truly lucky we are in the world that most of us live in today. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, don't forget, Sunday night, 7 p.m. in the evening, Pride 48, State of the Station. Podcasters and listeners alike, come on over there, get in the chat room, 7 p.m. in the evening, Eastern on Sunday. Y'all, old Crooked Hat and I are going to be announcing the schedule for the June Pride 48 weekend. So be there. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the faraway nearby little show. And Duchess Sue, what do you think of Victorian Slum House? Well, Big Fatty, she is a duchess, and she didn't say let them eat cake.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.